Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Who Lead Radio, and with me today is our leading lady, who I am just super-duper excited to have on here, so I got to go back to being professional. Our leading lady is Deanna Potter, who is the CEO of Potter Coaching and Consulting, and someone who I consider my friend, my colleague, and a partner in something that we did last fall. So, Deanna, are you Sue? I'm going to start with that one, and welcome to the show.
I am Sue. I am.
I love it. And we got lots to talk about with Sue, because today our topic is a lot on your Sue Talk, which we'll talk about. And your Sue Talk was our very first Sue Talk presentation. And I want to kind of unpack that. But our topic is, and what your Sue Talk was, the lessons I learned from my ego. And just kind of share with our listeners, what was the meaning behind your Sue Talk? And we'll get into the whole history and everything, but I think you had such an awesome title and obviously a great presentation. But what was the kind of inspiration behind the lessons I learned from my ego?
Well, you know, Michelle, I think when we think ego, for the most part, it has a very negative connotation. You know, we think our ego is such a bad thing, our ego gets in the way. And, you know, when I went through and I picked 9 moments in my life from my childhood in elementary school all the way up until the very moment I was standing on that stage. And I realized as I was picking these moments in my life, my ego has gotten in the way at times, there's no doubt. But every time that I looked at those moments, sometimes my ego gave me strength. Sometimes it protected me. Sometimes it really taught me a good lesson. So I really started realizing that maybe we're hard and too tough on our ego sometimes. And I have really developed that 12-minute presentation into something much bigger. You know, I talk about now in a larger way, your ego as your guide, as your protector, and as your bully. You know, it can be a variety of different things. But, yeah, you know, I love my ego for all of its good, bad, and ugliness.
Oh, good and badness. I'm cracking up because your ego, it was such a powerful presentation. You know, I'm laughing as you're talking, laughing in a good way, let me say that, not at you, with you, is that, you know, when I think of our ego as well, I mean, you know, I live in the world of Disney movies. I think I've shared that with you. And I always crack up because there's that movie Inside Out where I mean, I'm so visual and I'm always thinking, okay, what ego part of me am I bringing out right now? Am I angry? Am I happy? Am I sad? Am I scared? And I think of that Disney movie where just depending on what was going on in our lives, that's what we bring out. I mean, that's kind of what you were sharing. Did you see that movie?
I did, and I loved it. And I'm a big Disney person, too. And I know you and I always talk about the fact that we love our Disney movies. Neither of us have children. And I don't know if your husband falls asleep, but my husband humors me. We rent it, and he sleeps through it. And I woke him up during that one. I'm like, you have to watch this one with me. It was great. And I will tell you, even during my presentation, I talked about how, you know, my ego taught me ignorance. There was a time when I was ignorant through one of the experiences, but it also taught me self-respect. It taught me confidence. Mm-hmm. My ego, it wasn't all bad things. Sometimes my ego taught me some really, really good, strong, important lessons. So, you know, there's, like I said, the good and the bad, just like in the movie. You know, there was joy and there was, you know, anger. There's both all the time.
And sadness, and, you know, the other one is just kind of a happy, perky. But, you know, you're so right. And, you know, I'm kind of curious, and I know I want to share more of what we're trying to do to rival TED out there, because you are my co-founder. I'm your co-founder to Sue Talks. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's quite a story on how we came up with this, but
one of the kind of things I'd love for you to share with our listeners who, again, are professional women all over the U.S. and women who own businesses and they're corporate women, it's like, what was it like to go through and prepare for Sutop? Because there's preparation, there's rehearsing, there, you know, it's not just get up on a stage and follow a PowerPoint or, you know, just start dripping information. And there's a little bit of a process to it. What was it like? And kind of share with everybody what that was like as far as going through it.
Yeah, you know what? You and I have talked before and shared before, but we can remind people. We were on a phone call, moons ago, and talking about what goes on in the business world and what kind of messages are sent. And we were talking about those other talks. And I had said to you, you know, why can't we do something for women? What if there was something out there? What if there was something like, I don't know, what if we called it Sue? And I remember, as you are always so open-minded, and you go, why not? Because that's always Michelle's answer, is why not? And we kind of said, let's put it on the back burner. And then this last year, as we were kind of on weekly calls around the Women Lead Conference, we put it back to the forefront, and we talked about, you know what, maybe the time is now. And we started talking about Sue Talks and what would it be about, and who is Sue, and what would that stand for? And it developed into a woman in business looking to be and represent successful empowerment, and evolved from there. And we said, you know, what would these look like? And we came up with a 12-minute format where women would stand on a stage and represent themselves, share parts of themselves in the most honest, raw form, and it would be their journey as a leader, their journey in business. And we were so lucky because I know both of us have this very clear, strong, passionate vision that we created together from this, and we really didn't know if it would come out the way we wanted it to.
Yeah, you're right.
We didn't, right? I mean, we kept saying, gosh, no. You know, will this work? We can see it and we can taste it and we can almost touch it, and yet we weren't sure. And we said, you know what? We know what our expectations are. We know what we want the structure to be. We put out the submissions. We were real clear about what lane we wanted people to kind of stay within. And these women showed up and they went through dry run-throughs and they practiced and they memorized. And they came back a second time for another run through, and they showed up ahead of schedule, and they just gave it their all, from their preparation to their willingness to accept feedback and the support. And they made Sue a reality for us. And
yeah, it really came to life. It really came to life.
Yeah. They really, really did. And I couldn't be more grateful, more honored to have them bring to life the idea and the vision that, you know, started on a phone call 2 years ago, you know, when I said to you, what do you think? And you said, why not? I mean, how could we have ever imagined that from that we could come up with something so powerful and so wonderful? Because
everything
humbled.
Always
I'm
starts, everything, well, you shouldn't say humbled. I'm like, my God, you keep saying they. And I'm like, it is we. It's like you were the first Sue Talk presenter.
Thank
and
you.
That didn't come, you know, in an easy way. I mean, we had women who put out submissions and they applied to be a Sue Talk presenter. And we had a couple that, you know, couldn't, you know, for just time and circumstances and things going on, weren't able to step up. And so we said, gosh, you know, in the timeline we have, we need eight. Deanna, it's like, what was it, 10 days before the event? We're like, please, can you do a Sue Talk and rehearse,
yeah, so
polish, do it, and run the conference?
Yeah. So confession time. So, yes, so we had the Sue Talks on the first half day, as we know. Second day was the full conference, and yes, I thoroughly enjoyed emceeing the conference the second day, opening remarks, all that good stuff, working on the bios for all of our wonderful keynote speakers, blown away by them. And we had, you know, originally selected our people, close to 3 months in advance. So they were doing a lot of work ahead of time. We had some situations arise, and we had one of the spots had to be vacated. And I want to thank you, my friend, because it was you that had originally said, would you like to be a Sue Talker? And I said, nope, I want to, you know, make sure others get the opportunity. And then when we had this situation arise, you, I remember the email. I know you have a lot on your plate, and I know you said, you know, it's okay, you were going to step back, but would you please consider being our first official Sue Talker? And I appreciate it because I do feel like this is, you know, my baby. And I remember thinking, okay, yes. And I looked at the calendar and I went, I have 2 weeks before the final run through and I can do this. And when you asked me at the beginning of this wonderful interview, what was the inspiration for your talk? I remember sitting in my living room going, what in the hell am I going to do?
Oh, how funny. You know? Oh, how funny.
And what's so funny is, I mean, I'm a big believer in everything kind of grows organically and is it's meant to be the way it's meant to be. And I remember thinking, you know, I've had wonderful successes in my life, and I've had some really dark tragedies. I am a normal person like everyone else out there. So what do you go with when you're talking about impacted you as a leader and made you the person you are? Do you talk about the great successes? Do you talk about the deep tragedies? And I thought, it, all of it created the leader I am. So why not share
all
of
it? That's
pretty
good. Right? But I did, and that's what I think. Oh, sorry. I interrupt.
No, it's okay.
It's what I do.
No.
I was just going to say, what was so powerful about it was, even though we were under the umbrella of, you know, my leadership journey, my advice on becoming a leader, you know, that kind of thing, and my greatest professional challenges, I mean, I think going forward, we're going to stick with one theme, which we've already chosen, and we'll talk about in a little bit. But I think what was so amazing was under the theme and the umbrella was how all the different eight Sue Talk presenters came up with their own topic and title, and they were all so different under a similar theme. You know, like yours was so different than the other seven. But I guess if you could share, I mean, what was it like to rehearse? You know, I know for my introduction, which, you know, I wanted to kind of set the stage of what we had envisioned and said, this is the history. Mine was 3 minutes and almost four. And I just think that was so stressful to me as someone who uses PowerPoint, you know, for presentation. So what was it like to rehearse, to prepare? Can you kind of walk our listeners through what the steps were that you created your Sue Talk? I mean, if you walked around being stressful, how did you then, you know, equate it to, oh my gosh, here's all my information, because it's 12 minutes. It doesn't seem like a long time, but how did you go through that process and
follow through? And I think it's important for the listeners to know, when we say 12 minutes, we mean 12 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know how else to say. I mean, I was like a drill instructor. It was as simple as that. Okay. So it was really important, and the ladies took it very seriously, and I applaud them because it was important. And you know, it's important to realize maybe 30% of the speakers professionally speak. You know, maybe 40%, a majority of those ladies, that was not their profession by trade. So, you know, these women were really stepping outside their comfort zone, and you would not know when looking at the videos, who did what. And these were amazing presentations. And that was one of the things that so many people said was, wow, every single one of them was great. So there was a lot of preparation went in. I will tell you, knowing that we had some discussion, you remember, gosh, you know, are we allowed to take index cards up? Will we be able to use PowerPoint? Will there be a timer in the audience? They were like, no, no, and no. You know, come on, we're going to do this. So, you know, for me, I typically don't do this with my training. And, yes, I use PowerPoints a lot like you do. But I typed out, and my presentation was different. I had 9 specific memories or events. So I typed out each of them. Which means when I was done, I had a full transcript, and I was able to hand that over, as you know, to our video people, and it worked out great for, you know, marketing pieces or marketing purposes.
Right.
But for me, I typed it all out, and then I went from the typed out version, and I literally then memorized it in segments. And I knew each segment connected like pieces of a puzzle from a time perspective to get me exactly where I needed to be. Now, once I had that down, I picked a picture, an image that represented all 9 events. So, for example, in the opening of my presentation, I talk about how in the 5th grade I walked in and this other little girl teased me about my blazer, and I look at her and go, she says, who wears a blazer? And I look at her and go, well, last night Cheryl Ladd on Charlie's Angels wore it. That's who wore it. And my ego taught me confidence, okay? So when I was practicing my presentation, I went online and I pulled a picture of Cheryl Ladd, and I just, on a document, put a picture of Cheryl Ladd. And that's all I had.
Visual, love it. I love it. That's great.
A week before. And then, so the week before, I just, if I needed to, walked around with this piece of, and somebody else would walk by and go, what does Cheryl Ladd, a locket with a key, a picture of 7-Eleven, I mean, random stuff to somebody else. But to me, that one picture told me everything I needed to know and remember to click me in to the next 2-minute segment or the next 3-minute segment that I needed to present. And then what happens is, and this gets back to, you know, our brain and the way our brain works. It's kind of like vision boarding. You don't see letters, right. You see words, you see pictures. You don't see words, you see pictures. So now, as I'm trying to remember my presentation, my brain is going clearly to that piece of paper and the 9 pictures that I've been staring at for the last couple of days.
Can I just say that is the coolest and best tip I've ever gotten on remembering? Because I, you know, just let me segue, because what I learned when I was in high school was, you know, in drama, you memorized your lines, but it was based on your mannerisms and kind of your hand gestures and where you planted your feet and where you walked was very purposeful in what your words are that you said at that time. So that's how I rehearsed, was, you know, where I was going to like walk 2 steps over, what hand gesture I used. It was like, then it was just automatic. But it's really interesting to hear some of the different stories of the Sioux Talkers, how they planned and prepared for that, because that one's a gem. I've heard nobody say they visually do that, and it strikes me because I'm so visual. So I think that's awesome. I mean, did you just literally walk around and you look at those pictures like flashcards and just start thinking of your presentation in your mind? Is that how you rehearsed?
Yes. Well, first, I will tell you who's the master of this is Karen Deep. Karen does no typing out at all. Karen uses all pictures. But what I do is I don't use cards. I literally just pull up a Word document, and I put all 9 of the pictures all in a row. So I have one piece of paper, and they're all in a row. The pictures are from top to bottom. That's how I do it. But when I do, like, my keynote from my book, From Distress to Success, I do it like a flow chart, like an organizational chart or a process map, where I'll have a picture of something with an arrow, next picture an arrow, next picture an arrow, and that's how I do like a 90-minute keynote.
Oh, wow.
So that I will literally filter out all of the pictures, and that's how I follow through with what my presentation is going to look like. So it really can, the pictures should be able to get you there. Now, here's the catch, though. You gotta be good on the timing. You gotta practice to be able to segment out so that you know under this picture, here are the 3 sentences, 10 sentences, whatever it is, and I'm done. Next picture, here's the script I say. Next picture, here's the script. And each of the parts come together and you have got a great, flawless, powerful presentation.
Well, and again, what I love the most is even after doing it, and again, this isn't to just blow us all up on Sioux Talks, although yours was amazing, and I remember, you know, different pieces of your presentation. It was like, you know, my ego taught me. Just those phrases, you just pick them up. I think there's some real gems, and again, I'm very proud to have you be, you know, our first Sioux Talk presenter. But I want to talk about the future, you know, and for you, it's like, so as a Sioux Talk presenter, did it take you at all to another level as a professional? Because you're a speaker by trade, you are a keynote, you know, a workshop leader, an author. It's like, it was totally different, right, than presenting. But how do you feel you're utilizing your Sioux Talk, you know, notoriety and leveraging that? Are you doing anything to be able to promote the idea that, hey, I was a Sioux Talk presenter, and I want you to be proud about it, because I'm proud of you.
Yes. Well, first off, I am extremely proud of it. I will tell you, from a personal standpoint, I can tell you hands down, I have shared this link personally and professionally more than I've shared anything else I have of any other presentation I've done. I have. I'm like, oh my gosh. But I will also tell you, it taught me something. It taught me that it's not the amount of time you have on a stage, it's the message and what you pack in and how you present it. I don't know about you, Michelle, but I was amazed at how impactful and powerful those 12 minutes were, time and time again from each single woman. I mean, it was like, wow, I felt like I got so much in just 12 minutes. So that was a lesson just for me personally as a professional and as an individual. Okay, how I'm leveraging it, I personally am right now, it's the season for those of us who are speakers to be submitting for conferences and conventions and all that good stuff. And this in itself being a short, small, powerful, impactful presentation has the ability to really get your foot in the door to much bigger things. And so I'm, as an example, I think I alluded to it in the beginning, I have taken this shorter version and I have expanded it into a larger presentation. And I've added the word leadership onto the end. So lessons I've learned from my ego about leadership, and I've turned it into a 90-minute keynote where I go into a down and dirty discussion around ego, and what your ego teaches you in leadership, but more importantly, how you show up. So what I'm doing now is I'm talking to people. I give them still the highlights around my 12 minutes, you know, so that you kind of grab their attention. And then I turn around and I tell them, you know, it's about awareness in the workplace. And you have to ask yourself, how do you show up and what has your ego taught you? So I take them through breakouts and they have discussions. And then we go through the three stages of your ego. So, you know, I'm getting to show them your ego as the progressing leader, your ego as the aggressive leader, or your ego as the protecting leader. And those are the three stages. And so, you know, it allows you to really take this opportunity and you can build it into whatever you want to, anything you want to. So,
I love that you're saying that you've leveraged it that way with being able to then expand on it as a speaker, you know, and use it and make it your own and use the sutra, because we have all of our videos online. I mean, people can see them, and we've had so many great comments on the videos. Have you done that presentation and taken it to a couple of companies and they've said, oh, this is a great topic? Is that it, you're just in the process, or have you done it?
I'm in the process right now. Yeah, I'm calling it an egoectomy. You know, how to give yourself down to a discussion around egoectomy. And, you know, and I'm doing it right now because right now it's kind of application season for those of us in this world.
Right.
And what's cool is that, you know, this applies. You also start to learn there are corporate presentations and then there's government groups and, you know, everything's kind of all over the place. So, you know, it kind of works in all senses. But, I'm excited. I'm really excited about being able to do that. And it's wonderful to be able to go back and a short example of it. And, you know, it was done so well. And that's kudos to you and, you know, the whole team, the behind you that supports you at CWI, and Melissa, obviously, the videos and the graciousness of CWI to be able to do those for us. And, I mean, it's just a wonderful opportunity all the way around. I'm telling anyone listening, submit. There's so much opportunity here. And I have to tell you, I was just blown away. I mean, over 200 applications our first time out of people interested. I know it's going to be, you know, double, triple this time around, but so worth it. So I'm excited.
Well, and to you, and two comments on that one. I'm laughing because, you know, one of the things that just, you know, you want to talk about how my feathers just puffed up like a peacock was we had a number of women from our membership, you know, and just women in the community that came up and said, you know what I'm inspired to do? And, you know, I'd like, what? You know, I have no idea what they're going to say. And they're like, I want to be a sutra presenter. And be like, yeah, and these are not everyone was somebody who does speaking for a living. I mean, this is what you do, and you are fabulous. And I know some of our sutra presenters, that's not what they do for a living. They do other things. So to me, that was the biggest, you know, kind of like aha moment for me that we, you know, through the sutra presentations inspired other women to step up and say, you know, I want to share my, you know, my viewpoints. I want to share my story, you know, based on future themes and topics. So that to me said, right on, sister, we're doing it, you know, we're getting it done. But before we get back to anything on a wrap up, can you believe we're almost done? You know, you said it's speaking, quote unquote, proposal season. So, I mean, if people want to bring you in to speak, Deanna, it's like if they're looking to book you, Deanna, is how do people reach you? Let people know how to reach you and connect with you, because I think anybody should put you up for speaking. So there you go.
Yes, please book me, Tonto. you can reach me through my website. It's DeannaPotter.com, DeannaPotter, no relation to Harry Potter, but I will do magic with anything that you need related to your business, groups, trainings, or conventions.
Oh, that was pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. Well, you know, we only have a few minutes left, and I, you know, really want to stay focused on you and all that. But, you know, wave a magic wand for some of our listeners, you know, to just say, you know, give them a couple of tips. If they're thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I don't, you know, the number one fear is always speaking. But, you know,
yeah,
we're excited about where Stu Talks is going. But give maybe two or just three little brief points of where somebody could, you know that it's like if you want to speak or present, Toastmasters is one. But, you know, I know you've got a lot of little tips and techniques in you. Give our listeners maybe a few suggestions on how they can step up, be present, lean in, all of that stuff.
Yes. So a couple of things. First off, yes, Toastmasters is wonderful. It's excellent. There's a reason it's been around so long. And it's a really structured and supportive place that you can gain some skills. I also believe greatly in the opportunity to do so amongst networking groups or collaborations. So let me give you an example. I have a friend of mine who is excellent at what she does and wants to get more comfortable around speaking. So I have a mastermind group that I run, and I'm allowing her to come in and present to my group. I want them to learn about this particular area of business, and it gives her the opportunity to kind of strengthen her presentation skills. So talk to somebody. Open your mouth and say, you know what, I'm really good at what I do. I'm trying to get more comfortable in front of a group. Could I help support you by coming in and sharing my expertise in some way? You know, and you can also find great, wonderful organizations where by going into that organization and building relationships, you can do sponsorships, you can do workshops, you can do training, you can do a variety of things. So you not only get to do some networking and build some relationships and business development, but you also get to exercise your skills, share your product knowledge, and get to really develop some presentation skills and get better at what you do. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do it, and those are just some off the top of my head.
No, they're pretty good. No, thank you. Thank you for that. And to our listeners, just know that, you know, I mean, a lot of people have a real fear of speaking. And for those that don't have a fear of that, just know we have other things that are our fear factors. Speaking
yeah.
of two of us on the phone, on the radio show right now.
And can
I want to
say one more thing?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just remember, when you are in front of a group, everyone in that audience wants you to do well. They do. Because everyone knows what it's like to be in front of a group. And nobody is sitting up there going, God, I really hope they mess up. Never, never, ever, ever. So
right.
Just remember, the crowd wants you to do well. They do.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't really believe in the whole thing of see people in your underwear, that kind of thing. I visualize one person at a time, not thinking there's 1,000 or 500 or 100. So anyway, I want to say thank you to you. But before we wrap up, which is really quick here, we've talked about the future of Stu Talks. So if I can just kind of say, because you're my co-founder, we're co-founders together, our next Stu Talk in San Diego is going to be on May 19th, and we are partnering and sponsoring and co-bringing the event to San Diego in tandem with the University of San Diego. And one of the things
I'm
really excited about.
I know.
Is that the University of San Diego is going to invite their female college students, actually all their students, to be able to come and learn. And we've selected the topic that will be, which I think is so cool, it'll be looking forward, looking back. And we want to present 8 different, you know, Stu Talk presentations of some women who are looking forward to their future careers, how they see it, their business, you know, what they want to do to take charge of the world and business. And the other is women who will maybe just give us a perspective back, and they're going to look backwards and say, here's what I've learned, here's what I do differently, this is what I see for the next generation. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, but any other thoughts on your side? Because we've got submissions that will be open, like, literally within a week. I mean, they're open online, and what else can you share about, you know, if somebody's thinking about stepping up? We have Orange County, too, that's later this year, but give us a couple things, Deanna, that will prompt people to want to step up and put in a submission to be a Stu Talker.
So, interestingly enough, if you are scared to speak, there is no better place for you to get out of that fear than here. Because you're going to have so much time to prepare, you're going to have so much support, you're going to get so much feedback on how to be good and great at this. This is the place to do it. So if you're afraid, wonderful, fill out the submission and do it. This is the perfect environment. You're never going to, am I wrong, Michelle? You're going to get so much practice,
so
you're
right.
going to get so much support. It's true. So if you're afraid, go for it. And if you're excited, definitely go for it. And just, you know what? the more you go in with just being honest and taking a little bit of a chance, it's going to be that much better and you'll be that much more successful. So, you know what? All out, baby. All out. It'll be awesome. I just hope you submit. Yeah.
I love it. All right. Lady, I'm going to say, if anybody wants to submit, the place to go to is SueTalks.com. And Deanna, thank you for being my lovely leading lady today. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. As you know, we come back. We're here every Monday, every Friday. On Monday, I'm delighted that our leading lady on Monday will be Cecile Burriel, who is the president of RMAHR, or RMA Management Alliance. And our topic will be attitude. I ain't got no stinking attitude. Does your attitude reflect who you really are? And I think Cecile will have some great information to share with us. To all of our listeners out there, do what we always ask, please, and find a way to support another professional woman or a businesswoman. You know, true advocacy is something that can change the needle forward for all women in business. And to that, have a great weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.